This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time now to explore well-being with Diane Foster on Foster Wellness.
Welcome to Foster Wellness. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll be here every Wednesday as part of Wellness Wednesday at 11 a.m. here on Plains FM 96.9. You can also find Foster Wellness podcast on plainsfm.org.nz and of course on iTunes. And each week I'll post the link on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Diane Foster, Foster Wellness, and of course on Instagram, Foster Wellness. For me, when I hear my own story, when I speak and when I share my story with people, for me, one of the pieces of it that I still get surprised at or it impresses upon me is my inner knowing. How did I know? When I reflect on it and when I condense it down and when I really, really think about it, you know, when I was going through that journey and I was sitting in that funny little oncologist man's room and he was sitting in front of me, what was it that told me that I wasn't going to go down the medical path? And then even just knowing that, what was it that told me the other things that I needed to focus on, give intent to, and immerse myself in? I've thought about this a lot recently because quite often when we have a life-threatening situation in front of us or, you know, a really crisis in front of us, then we do tune into that intuition or those feelings a lot easier than in our everyday life. And I have reflected on it recently because life has got busy in the last few years, or, you know, my son's just turned 7. So life is busy and full and easy to be distracted. And I guess that's part of the essence of when I reflect on when I was sitting in that funny little oncologist man's room, is that life became very simple. In that moment, life was incredibly simple. And actually, I don't think life is that complicated. I think we have made it incredibly complicated. We've made it incredibly complicated because we're driven to have a perfect Instagram version life of ourselves. We're trying to keep up with other people. There's a whole list of things that we should do in order to get ahead. Just that saying just cracks me up, to get ahead. The destination is death. I don't know how you're meant to get ahead. And I do understand what the saying means, you know, just to get ahead and to make life a little bit easier for ourselves. But what does that even mean? Because when I reflect on this, if I go back to that knowing that I needed to be happy, choose happiness, which of course for me later turned into being present. Because I do feel that we are here for a human experience, which is a range of emotions and feelings. But that doesn't mean that we need to get stuck in any one of them. We can experience them all. And of course, I've talked about it a lot before. The paradox of it all is to have great love is to also have great loss. You can't have one without the other. To know happiness is also to know sadness. To know elation is to also know hopelessness. And I love that paradox. Now, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes I just downright struggle with it. And when I go back to that time of choosing happiness and choosing to go natural, to just allow my body as much nutrients as it could possibly take and to give it every support it could in a natural way, that doesn't mean that I'm anti-medicine or anti-medical, the medical system. It just means that was my choice and my knowing. And to be grateful for what I did have and give very little focus on what I didn't have or what I might not have in the future. And so much of this comes down to when we actually live it. When I lived those three things, when I lived happiness and gratitude and going natural, the paradox of it is that in embracing those things, I also had to let them go. When I thought about my choice of being happy, I had to let go being happy and also embrace sadness. And that's the irony. In letting go of happiness, I got more. In embracing sadness, I got more happiness. And for being incredibly grateful for the 25% of my lungs that were working and not being angry or stuck or why me on the 75% that were really struggling. One of my lungs was collapsed and the others, I had high levels of activity in 75% of my lungs. Instead of focusing on that and being angry about that and consistently asking why, being so incredibly grateful for the 25% that did work. And I often reflect on that time, and in lots of ways it feels like a bubble, because there was such clarity at that time for me. There was such clarity in what I wanted and how I wanted to live and what it was that I wanted out of my life. And it was equally balanced with letting it go. Often I talk about, I embrace death. I had a conversation with death, hello death. And I needed to have that conversation in order to allow life. Life has got busy. I'm immersed in work and family life and myself and my training, and life's got busy again. And I guess over the last couple of years I've thought about that. How do I simplify it again? How do I get that clarity, that absolute clarity? And there's a couple of things that I reflect on when I think about my life now and how I get that clarity that I had, 9 years ago. And part of it is getting really, really clear on what it is that I do want, what it is that I am asking for in my life. And equally so, letting go of that, not being attached to it. It's such an irony because we get taught to set goals and they've got to be smart and, we've got to focus on them and we've got to have a plan and every day we should work towards them. And we should. And as Gary Vee would say, that's working in the dirt. That's doing the things every day that you need to do that's right for your life. And equally so, we need to be in the clouds. We need to see the bigger picture. We need to see the paradox of letting go of what it is that we are aiming for and enjoying the journey and not focusing on the destination. And loving the journey and the paradox of it all and the irony of, you know, when you want something, you've got to embrace it and let it go. I'm not suggesting that it's easy, and it certainly hasn't been easy in my life. And as I said before, when you go through times of crisis, my observation is it becomes very simple because we're only focusing on one or two things. I was focusing on living as long as I could, quality of life, and also enjoying every day that I did have. And of course, you know, when you haven't got health crises hanging over you, you add so many more complexities into your life. You know, you try and get ahead financially and you try to lose some weight and you try and be the perfect mother and you try and be there for yourself and your partner and you try and do amazing work and then you might do some charity stuff and it just goes on and on and on. Or at least that's how it feels for me at times. Last year, my word for the year was simplicity. I think I both amazingly succeeded at that and epically failed. There are so many areas of my life that I simplified, and then I became acutely aware of what wasn't simple or what the complexities of my life were or the complexities that were sort of holding me back or blocking me or making my life more complicated than it need to be. One of the things I did last year was Gary Vee was coming to New Zealand and a couple of my friends and I went, and it was a really exciting time. I love his energy. He is a complete nutter, but I love his energy and I actually really like his message. If you listen to him, he is like a phenomenon in terms of social media. And he sets these amazing goals. Like he wants to buy the New York Jets. They're only worth about, oh, I don't know, it's some incredible amount of money. Like it's in the billions or something. It's just a ridiculous amount of money. But he set this goal that he wants to buy them. So he has these amazing cloud goals. But man, he is a man of the dirt. He is an executor. He still, to this day, has phenomenal followings, but still answers his own social media, and he'll answer every single comment. He reads them. It's incredible. He's quite an incredible human being. I'm not suggesting we all need to be like Gary Vee, because I reckon if I had one day in his life, I'd almost like, he works at an insane pace. But anyway, I quite like him. He's high energy, and he's just no bullshit. So if you've ever, you know, followed me or you've listened to my podcast before, you know that I'm a bit, you know, not really into some of the bullshit of life, but he's, you know, way extreme in his, some of his views, but I really like him. So anyway, he came to New Zealand last year and I went to see him and I got a chance to meet him and I was really emotional. I can't even describe why I was emotional. And I said to him, you know, like, I want to do this work stuff and, you know, I've been unwell and I kind of get stuck in this gap in between of not wanting to overdo it but sort of wanting to, you know, share my story and do the stuff that I do. And he just looked at me and he just looked me dead set in the eyes and said, you know what to do. And in that moment I knew that I just paid all the way to go to Auckland and to hear him speak just to be told what I already knew. And I find this fascinating even for myself. You know, sometimes I think, you know, I totally have my SHIT together. And then sometimes I think, oh man, you're just like, you missed the, you know, we relearn these lessons all the time. I learned so many lessons from having had cancer twice. And sometimes I still feel like I'm relearning them. You know, to trust. Not to have to push too hard. To just let it go and let it be. Because at the end of the day, it is my firm belief. And if I was to teach, If I had the opportunity to teach anybody anything, then this is what it would be. You know. You know what to do. Putting all of your past and all of the things that have happened in your life aside and just parking them for one moment, you know. You know what your highest values are. You know what success looks like in your life. And I'm not talking about the success that you think everybody else thinks that you should have. I'm talking about when you go to bed at night and you can sleep so well because you know that you are happy and that you have worked towards something or that you've just had a good day, been present in it, been with your family. I don't know, achieve something if that's, you know, what floats your boat. But you know what it is that's important to you, and nobody else does. Don't get me wrong, I have coaches and mentors and practitioners that I use from time to time to help me on my journey of life. As I think we always would have in medicine people and in wise people in our villages. I think that's something that we've always had, to seek advice, to help us on our own journeys. But when it comes down to it, we know best what's right for us. And if there's anything that I advocate or that I would want to teach somebody, it's that you know what the right answer is for you. Regardless of how wacky it seems to the rest of your family or your friends, you know what's right for you. And when we step away from trying to keep up with the Joneses or trying to do what we think our parents want us to do or whatever it is that's sort of externally we're wanting validation from, when we step away from that and just ask ourselves, I think we know for ourselves. And if we don't, I think it is well worth spending a lifetime finding out. I don't think there is any greater joy, any greater love, any greater happiness than living one day authentically yourself. And I understand that that is a completely overused word. But just one day of leaning into your best big life. It becomes quite addictive, and then it leads to 2 days and 3 days. And it's not always an easy flowing ride. My single highest value since the day I can remember has always been to learn and grow. Always. I will pick growth over almost anything else. And selfishly, I will pick my own growth. It's taken me a long time to acknowledge that, but I know that that is singularly my highest value, is to grow and to learn. Now, that may seem like an incredibly slightly strange value to other people, but it just happens to be mine. I've also known for a very long time that one of my highest values is to share, is to teach, to share my story, to share my life. And getting to know yourself, that for me, that's where the value lies. Because when I get to know myself and then I get to be myself, then that is an incredibly rewarding life. And so, as I said, if there's one thing that I could teach or share it would be that you know. That you know what your highest values are. You know what a successful life looks like to you. You know what a good day feels like. You know what it is that you want in this lifetime. And I wonder how it is that we unashamedly go out and just live like that. Because at times there are responsibilities and, you know, things that we have to do in our everyday life. But even if you did one thing a day that filled you up, by this time next year, you would have done 365 things that fill you up. And I reckon 365 filling up things starts to become a habit and then starts to really create self-love. And if you're anything like me, that journey is not a linear journey. It goes up and down and round and about, and sometimes it looks like an entire squiggle. If you're anything like my husband, it literally is very linear, very one step in front of the other. I'm pretty sure that I take 3 steps forward, 5 back, 10 forward, 3 sideways, then the other direction, backwards, turn round, twist, do whatever, flip-flop. That's how I sort of travel through life. My husband just steps 1 step in front of the other. Neither's right nor wrong. Mine's like that because I'm all over the place trying to look for answers or seeking answers or everything else. Which brings us right back to my initial point. One of the things that I understood when I left oncology nearly 9 years ago was that the answer was not out there. The answer was not out there for me to find. The answer to living a good life wasn't in a religion or a book or a cult or a new way of thinking or a yoga mat or a style of eating or meditation. None of those things were the answer for me. Yes, they can help you on your journey, don't get me wrong. But internally, you don't need to do all of those things. You just need to find the thing that works for you. I can meditate walking to the car because I'm so present with my step and my breath that it's an amazing meditation. There isn't one answer. And so when I left that funny little oncologist room, I had this overwhelming sense that my wellness didn't need to be a task list. And hence why very quickly my being happy turned into being present. Because meditation is a form of presence, and so is yoga, and so is walking to the car, and so is cutting vegetables. My sister couldn't sit still long enough to meditate, I don't think, so she found her meditation in cutting vegetables every night for her family and her to eat and enjoy and to be nourished by. I love that she knows herself well enough that she doesn't want to sit still for 20 minutes or an hour. And I love that she knows herself well enough that food is really, really good for her and she can find peace with it. My mother cooks more like a production factory. And so that's not, you know, she doesn't find meditation in that. She finds it in playing golf or being with her grandchildren. There is no right or wrong answer. There's just your answer. I have absolutely loved my year of talking to you guys, to reflecting on my story, and to sharing some of my random thoughts and some of my more non-random thoughts with you. This will be the last show for Foster Wellness. I've got some other ideas that are going to come into play this year around podcasts and a few things like that. I'm going to keep them under wraps for the moment and just let them nurture away over the next month or so. But let me tell you, it has been an incredible honour to share my thoughts with you and for you guys to share your thoughts with me and to get in contact and to touch base with me. And it has just been such a huge honour and a pleasure. It's been an incredibly reflective time for me, because when I did go through my sort of year or two of healing, I didn't share or really communicate my story with anyone. I just lived it. And so it has been incredibly reflective for me to look back on that time and think what I did and what I didn't do and to be able to articulate that. So I'm just so incredibly grateful that you've spent the time with me and we've had this time together. I wish you all the best. And as I said today, if there's one thing that I could leave with people, if they were listening or, you know, when they come in contact with me, it's that, you know what's right for you. You know what it is that you want your best big life to look like, regardless of how small or insignificant it may seem to anybody else. You know what it is that you want. And if not now, then when? If you're not living your best big life now, I wonder when. If there's one thing I know, it's that your best big life has its fingers crossed that you have the courage to step into it.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you'd like to see or hear more from me, then you can find me on Facebook, Diane Foster, Foster Wellness, and on Instagram, Foster Wellness. You can find me on LinkedIn under Diane Foster. If you'd like to get in touch with me, diane@fosterwellness.co.nz. My website is fosterwellness.co.nz. I'm always up for speaking gigs, mentoring clients, and workshops. So get in touch, even if you're just interested in having a chat. And of course, every Wednesday, 11 a.m. here on Plains FM. And the Foster Wellness podcast is available on plainsfm.org.nz and, of course, iTunes. And you can also each week find a link to the podcast on social media. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you get to foster some wellness each and every day, especially today.